Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles
to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
come
on,
baby.
Yes, God is gonna bless you for just holding on. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We're so glad that you're with us this morning, this evening. I know that some of you have been listening to our pre-recordings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So you would know then, therefore, that we're pre-recording this on Wednesday for the program tomorrow morning, Thursday, but you can listen to it whenever you want. This is the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour featuring Dr. Scott and the newly anointed and appointed and longtime pastor of Glory United Ministries. Stay with us, friends. It's another day.
You've been expecting a change in your life, yeah. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen, you wait and see, yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait and see.
Move of God.
A move of God is on the way.
Come on, faith.
your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up, and sometimes I get up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak. In the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
I need you right now, Lord. This is Dr. Scott giving a shout out to Auntie April and Cousin Bridget. I'm shouting out to you because I know you're listening to the program. Thank you so much for being loyal listeners. Now, folks, I want to tell you, if you were not in this town over the last 2 or 3 weeks, then I want to tell you, you have missed major occurrences. In fact, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, Uplifting Holy Hands was formally appointed and anointed Apostle Marionette Watkins. And Lord knows she has labored in the vineyard for years. She has opened her home to the poor and the needy. She has emptied out her pocketbook to feed those who were in need, to house those who were in need. A very big heart, very, very big heart. And also, as I understand, has helped establish more than one church, not just the one that she's leading, but one in West Africa and perhaps another in Jamaica. I don't have the list, but Lord knows that she is worthy and deserving of that elevation. Now, I don't want to say more importantly, but let's just say something very important for us, those of us who belong to the congregation, the Internet congregation of Glory United Ministries. And I know you're out there, and I know that Auntie April is one, and Cousin Bridget is another, and also Sissy, also known as Jackie, her sister down in South Carolina. Pardon me, a number of relatives are members of the Glory United Ministries congregation over the air and over the Internet and over the phone. Well, I just want you to know that we are all excited that our beloved evangelist was appointed and anointed, even though we knew it all along, pastor. And she is our pastor, and she is the pastor of Glory United Ministries, and we know that she will do well in that position because she's been doing well. You know, there's some people who don't need the crown to carry the glory. There's some people who don't need the title to carry the glory because they already got it. So when the title comes, it's a recognition of what that person is. And so we just want to say to our beloved Pastor Patricia Benjamin, we want to say right now, congratulations, and we know that you are well-deserving. And so to celebrate that, let's play the happiest tune that we have in our list. And here it is, Hezekiah Walker. Yes, Lord, every praise.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's
To a song with a different rhythm, but a great message. Take Me to the King by Tamla Mann, after which, without introduction or further delay, Patricia Benneman, the pastor, Glory United Ministries, will give us the word.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no to cry, even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh,
King, I don't have to bring, for my heart is torn in pieces. That's our offering. Sometimes it is good that we are broken so that we don't come before the King unwillingly and unworthy. It is good that sometimes we're broken. And when we're broken, we humble ourselves in the presence of our King, Jesus, King Jesus. Oh, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He is our King, for the Bible says that he is our King of kings, and he's our Lord of lords. For this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Will you take a moment to let every praise be to our God? Will you take a moment to say, I need just a little more Jesus to help me along the way? Will you say, I'm calling on your name, for I need you right now, Lord. Woo! Sometime I'm tired and sometime I get weak, but I'm calling on your name because I need you right now, Lord. Oh, God, for every praise is to our God. And I found out that when the road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb, that I need a little more Jesus to help me along the way. So after knowing all of that, just take me to the King. I'm ready now. I realize that without God, I am nothing. And without God, I fail. And without God, my life would be drifting. I would be like a ship without a sail. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. I thank him for another day that the Lord have allowed me to be in the land of the living. God, we thank you right now for the activities of our limbs. We thank you, sweet Jesus, because you're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and you're the morning star. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you because without you, we wouldn't have our life, because the word declares that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for allowing me to be able to say thank you. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, we do. We thank you because you've made a way out of your way. We thank you because you water when we're thirsty. Hey, God. Your bread when we're hungry. Hey, you're our God. You're Savior. You're Lord, and you're our God. Oh, yes. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you this morning. We thank you this afternoon. Whatever time that you're listening, just give God the glory. Just give God the praise. Just give God the thanks. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus. In the name of the Father. Mm-hmm. And in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, sweet Jesus. And if there's any sick among us tonight, oh God, and they hear thy voice, that the healing virtue be loosed in the name of Jesus. Touch our bodies, oh God. Touch our limbs. Lord, touch our minds and touch our hearts. Touch our family members. Touch our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch me. I need a touch from on high. I need a touch. Just one touch. Just one touch is all I need, is from the Master. Just one touch is all we need. And we will be made whole in Jesus' name. I declare it and I decree it. that ye be made whole on this day, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I have something that I'd like to read, Dr. Scott. I thank you for making the announcement, the official announcement, that on the sixth day of February of Lucia of September of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2014, that I became an ordained pastor, pastor of Glory United Holiness Ministry. Because we're not just ministry, we're about the holiness. Because the word of God declares that follow peace with all men, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. It's one thing to quote Romans and say that I shall be saved. That's one thing. That's good. It's in the Bible. But we got to go a little bit further than that. We got to get the seal. The seal is the Holy Ghost. And without the Holy Ghost, no man shall see the Lord. So just don't stop at getting saved. We got to do a little more than getting saved. As Erica said, I need a little more Jesus to help me along the way. And as you get more Jesus, you will be filled up with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I grew up saying Holy Ghost, but it's okay if you say Holy Spirit. But you got to have both of them, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, because they are one. And we need to get the Holy Ghost. So therefore, I have a holiness ministry. I am about holiness. I am about what the Word of God says. The Bible says, and in the Old Testament, it, where God was speaking, and he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And if I'm speaking with you right now, or speaking to you, if you don't have the Holy Ghost with the evidence tongue, then I say unto you that you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I wondered why he told me that to go to the Beatitudes tonight is, and I'm going to be coming out of the fifth chapter of Matthew. I am in my Delaware home as I'm speaking to you, and all of my King James versions are out in the trunk of my car, ready to go back to New York with me on the morrow. But in my small room, trust me, I have Bibles all over the house. You better know I do. And in my small room, I have the New King James, the New International Version. So the words are going to read a little different tonight than from your King James. And I usually don't like to read out of anything other than my King James, but new things happen every day. Dr. Scott, I don't know if we have this particular song, but I hear it in my spirit by Tremaine Hawkins. A change has come over me. A change has come over me. For God has changed my life, and now I'm free. He washed away my sins, and he made me whole. He washed me whiter than snow. And I want you to get your finger on that for me if you can, because I want to hear it a little later. But I'd like to read this to the listeners as well as to myself. Wings of praise. Wings of praise. I thank God for my Auntie April being out with me on Saturday to see her niece take on that elevation of pastor. My Auntie Bertha was also there. My mother, my brother Michael, Pastor Michael Benjamin, my sister Jackie from South Carolina, and her children, and my cousin Carol McCoy, who was there also, traveled with her wheelchair to see her cousin get this elevation. And of course, you know, Dr. Scott was there. And there were several other people, Dr. Fry. I don't like to call names because you forget someone. And guess what? Those who I want to mention are those who were not there in the flesh, but they had me on their mind. I have friends in Georgia, and a young lady tried so hard to come from Florida who I grew up with, Deborah Dozier Smith. And my friend Vanessa, who had a back injury and couldn't travel. There were several people. Pastor Handy couldn't make it. My goddaughter Marilyn couldn't make it. But for those of them that was there, what a time did we have. Let us read, or let me read. The birds begin their singing in the early spring. All summer long they sing and sing. They hold their concerts in the tall green trees, making sweet melodies in the warm summer breeze, with their little heads lifted to the sky, giving praise and glory to God on high. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me. Thank you, Lord, for the mountains where I can flee. I can sing, I can wing my way across the blue sky, perch whatever my little heart's desire. I can perch on a, I can perch, I got new glasses. I can perch on a ball in the highest tree and dance and dance and sing with glee. Oh, bless his name. That is why I raise my head and sing, for you have given me all these things. You gave me songs to sing. For transportation, you gave me wings. Thank you for loving me. I am just a little bird, happy and free, soaring through the summer's breeze, holding concerts in the tall green tree. Oh, bless his name. Now, the bird is giving thanks and praise unto God. Why is it that we have such a hard time giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor? How is it that we always find something to murmur and complain about when the bird is just happy knowing that he's able to sing and to fly and to go up beyond the mountain and land in the green tall trees, that the tree is waiting to receive the bird when it comes back down after soaring up so high. But God has blessed us with life, health, and strength. And yet we don't find the time to say, Lord, thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for everything that you're going to continue to do for me. But, oh, no, we find time to say, I don't have this and I don't have that, or I don't like him and I don't like her. But we still will not give God his glory.
Amen.
Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. I don't want the rocks crying out for me when I can lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill and bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, yes, never let your problems or your sickness get you down. When your problems and your sicknesses come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. That's where God wants us to get, in a relationship with him, that no matter who is on your back, that you'll be able to say, hallelujah, anyhow. I'm not going to let you get me down. I'm going to hold my head up high and say, ah, hallelujah, anyhow. I'm in, you know where I am right now? I'm in a place right now that I feel like I'm not even here. I've been feeling sort of like that since Saturday when my pastor robed me as pastor. I went beyond just being human. I went into a place. I used to sing a song, there is a place. There's a quiet place where I can talk to the Lord. And I find that I'm in a place right now. But I do thank God for the little bird that gave God the praise. I apologize for the words running together, and I couldn't get my words to come out like it was written on the paper. But however, we got through it. The main part is the birds begin their singing in the early spring. All summer long, they sing and sing. And they hold their concerts in the tall green trees, making sweet melodies in the warm summer's breeze. I tell you, that's just rich by itself. And then it goes down here to close. Thank you for loving me, giving God the thanks. The bird is doing this now. The birds are thanking God for a song to sing. Woo, my God. And then after giving God the thanks about the songs that they're able to chirp, you know, I can recall back in 1988, 89, I had an apartment that had a balcony. And I used to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. Day was breaking during the summer. And I would step out on my balcony, and you could hear the little birds just chirping away. And I remember stepping out one morning because I needed to talk to God about something. And I said to the little birdies, I said, little birdies, let me get here now. I need to talk to the Lord right now. Could you just hold up a little while? Do you not know, it's not my imagination, but do you not know that the birds hush? And I began to talk to God. And when I was finished, I said to the little birdies, I said, sorry for the interruption, but I needed to speak to him right away. And I tell you, I came on back in the house and I sat down and I read the word of God. And it goes on to here to the ending. Thank you for loving me. This is what they say. They're grateful. We're not even grateful enough to say to God, God, thank you for loving me. In spite of all that I do, that's not pleasing in your sight. But you love me anyway. But the birds say, thank you for loving me. I am just a little bird, happy and free, soaring through the summer's breeze, holding concert in the tall green trees. Oh, my God. This has touched my heart, and I thank God for the little birds. But I'm not going to let the birds beat me telling God, thank you. If you notice, I'm always saying thank you. Let's go to the word of God. And remember now, I'm not reading from the King James. I'm reading from the New International Version. The Beatitudes, the fifth chapter of Matthew. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Woo! I got to read that one again. Blessed are the pure in heart. A oneness of heart, not a wishy-washy heart, not all messed up and one minute you love God and the next minute you desire all of the things of the devil. Your heart is not pure. You don't know which way you want to go. You don't know if you want to be for God I live and for God I die, or I'm going to do what I want to do and say it's okay because God understands. But the Bible says, the Beatitudes plainly states, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There it is again in verse 10. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Let's get that straight. They are saying these things because you're righteous, because you love God, because you have a pure heart, because you are meek, because you are poor in spirit. The Bible says, if they say these things to you, if they persecute you, let's go back and get this now. Let's get it straight. This has nothing to do with your uncle getting mad with you and cursing you out. If you're not being cursed out for righteousness' sake, then that's a different story. But this is dealing with you if you're righteous, if you're doing what's right, if you're walking upright, talking right, living right, praying right, saying right, get right. And someone persecute you because of your righteousness. Oh, my God, this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, blessed are ye when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So it's nothing new. They were persecuting the prophets before your time. And now it's your time, and they're going to do the same thing to you because of Christ. Because you have accepted Christ, because you have decided to follow Jesus, because you have decided to do what's right in the eyes of God. So no, they don't like you. They really don't. They don't like Jesus either. Because if they did, they would recognize the Jesus in you and have a great respect for you as a child of God. And it goes on to say, this is the Beatitudes tonight. We're reading out of that fifth chapter of Matthew, first book in the New Testament. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? That's a question. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Can you imagine coming? I have flown at night, and I flew into several different cities. I flew into Chicago, and it's all lighted, and into New Orleans. Oh, God, New Orleans before the disaster hit New Orleans back in 1977, I flew at 10 o'clock at night. I arrived in New Orleans, and oh, it was so beautiful looking out my airplane window and coming back to New York and seeing the city all lighted. Well, that, if you can just imagine that, if you've flown, and if you haven't, I'm painting a picture for you to just imagine what that looked like, all lit. And it's so beautiful. Well, that's the way the Word of God describes you, as being beautiful, that you are a city who sit upon a hill and you cannot be hidden. You can't hide the beauty of Christ that's in you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the one who are the blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This all belongs to you. It all describes you, the child of God. That's what it's doing here. It says you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same, I'm turning the page, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father which is in heaven. May the Lord God add a blessing to the reading of His word. I just want to take a moment to let you know that you are a city that sits on a hill. Stop bowing down to nothing. You are the light of the world. And in order for men that's not saved and people that don't know our Jesus In order for them to come to the light, you have to let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, they brought a bus down from New York this weekend, from Southampton, New York, for the ordination service of Pastor-elect Patricia Benjamin, who is now pastor, and some of them paid for seats and didn't occupy the seats. And some of them knew they weren't going to take the trip, but they wanted their light to shine. They came through for me, because if they had not taken and if they had not paid for a seat on that bus, I would have had to pay for the seat in order for that bus to leave from New York. Do you not know? One lady said to me, I know my sister's not going, but I'm going to put the money up anyway. She was letting her light shine. People on that bus that wanted to see me get elevated, and God made it possible. God brought the price down from $500+ down to $125. I tell you, I am a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. Yes, I am the salt of the earth. I'm giving you salt right now. My light is shining right now through the word of God. Not all the time when I get on the air am I going to be ranting and hooping to try to get you excited. The word of God by itself is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's enough to get you excited. Just knowing that you are the salt of the earth, that's enough for you to give God a wave offering and tell the Lord, thank you. Just knowing that the birds are saying, thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to rest in the tall green trees. Well, why aren't you saying, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to walk on your good green earth? Oh, my God in heaven, I'm excited about the word of God. Yes, I can hoop for you, but I want to hoop for you. But God said, give them the meat. So I have to give you what God tell me to give you. The steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. I'm giving you what God said. I don't just pick a subject and speak on it. I consult with God. I wasn't going in the 5th chapter of Matthew. I was going to the 25th chapter of Matthew. But then I heard God say the Beatitudes. And I said, okay, God, I won't do 25. I'll do 5. And 5 is the Beatitudes. He wants someone to give him thanks. He said, read about the birds giving me thanks. So they were thanking me for their wings that they could fly. They were thanking me for the songs that they were able to sing. They were thanking God for the tree that they could land in and give him the glory. They thank him for the mountain, and they thank him for the sky. Oh, my God. That's what the birds did. But have you paused to tell God thank you? I just gave you a moment to tell God thank you. I want you to know who you are in Christ. You are somebody. You are a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. Oh, my God. What a word. What a word. So the next time that the enemy make you feel like you're a nobody and a nothing, you have something to share with him. You can tell him, I am the salt of the earth, Satan. And I'm also a city that sitteth on a hill. And I cannot be hidden. Oh, bless his name. I thank God for having this opportunity to be aboard again with you one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. You know I'm glad to be in the number one more time. That's my granny's song. Just one more time. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. I thank God for another Thursday service to come into your hearing. Just one more time. I thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to the Word of God. I pray that the Word of God will help you along your way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
I'd like for this song to go out to all of the listeners from Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Amen.
wonderful.